Producer Donal, what have you got for us this morning that we're all going to have a go at guessing? And if you want to have a go this morning, we'd love to hear your lovely voice on voice note 087 110 207. That's our WhatsApp number.
31% of young people admit they've done this after moving out of home. What is it?
Oh, so you got your own place, you've moved in, all right, you've thrown a party, it's lasted days, and suddenly you've got a new housemate and you don't know their name.
Personal experience, Cooper.
Yeah, who's that? I don't know, they've lived here since they threw the housewarming. It's like, they're paying bills, so yeah, cool.
No, it's not that, no.
It's not.
Is it that they have gotten run down from not looking after themselves, and then they ring home, they ring their mum, and they're like, listen, I don't feel well, will you make an appointment to the doctors for me?
Why can't you make your own appointment for your own doctor?
They've never done it
yet. It's not, you know, it's hard making appointments in life.
No,
do you not find?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I find it admin. Administration is not my finest, strongest point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, Stephen's my name. Can I make an appointment with the GP, please?
What's it in relation to?
I've got an itchy toe.
Yeah, you're not in the books, so...
I am. Yeah, yeah. I make many donations to the local community.
Listen, come back in 2027, so... There you go.
Online doc would be grand. See you in, like, 20 seconds.
It's even worse with online doc. Yeah, just, I find...
Do I have to have my camera on? Yeah, I need to see your rash.
Is that the answer?
Not that, no.
Fair enough.
Okay, we need some guesses. 087 110 207. What is it again?
31% of young adults admit they've done this after moving out of home. What is it?
Is it freak out when you realise that you've bills to pay then?
Oh, yes.
Do you mean electricity? What do you mean phone? What do you mean broadband? What do you mean mobile phone? What do you mean a TV and TV licence and then TV subscriptions? And what else do I need to pay bills for? What?
So unfair.
Yeah, stay at home. Your parents will love me for telling you that. Okay, 087 110 207. So 31% of young adults admit they've done this after moving out of home, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 087 110 207. Survey says this morning, producer Donald, what are we trying to figure out?
Today, 35% of young people admit they've done this after moving out of home. What is it?
Guesses on 087 110 207.
What's the 31%? They moved back home when they realised they had all them bills to pay.
So you see the bills, you're like,
yeah.
Pew, back home.
Straight back.
Have you not got like a 12-month lease contract? Yeah, but yeah. Can you sort that out for me, Mum, please? That'll be you, isn't it? Is that it, no?
No, it's
all
not.
All right, okay. We need some more guesses. 087 110 207. The question is...
31% of young adults admit they've done this after moving out of home. What is it?
Okay. Producer Donald, what in God's name is the question that we're all trying to figure out? Nobody's gotten the answer right yet.
31% of young adults admit they've done this after moving out of home. What is it?
All my hopes are lying on this person here.
You walk around in your birthday suit.
Walking around in your birthday suit is...
So walking around in your birthday suit.
It's not that, no. Surprise at that.
Why would you be walking around, like... You're walking around naked.
Yeah.
Naked, yeah.
In your own place, on your own, doing your own thing.
Why would you want to, though?
What do you mean?
Walk around naked.
What?
I don't like walking around naked.
Where are you walking around naked that you don't like? Like in your own home?
In my own home.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, why are you walking around naked in your own home?
Stop being a perv. Oh, my God. Because I'm getting out of the shower.
You've got a strike. You got a strike against you. You said it.
I did not. I didn't. Anyway, Niamh and Sligo says, is the answer break the dishwasher from loading it incorrectly?
No, it's not the answer.
Sorry, please go back to why you're walking around naked and that you don't like it.
Because when you get out of the shower,
yeah,
and then you walk into the bedroom and you're pottering around and you're like...
Whoa, stop, collaborate and listen. When you get out of the shower, you dry yourself off in the bathroom, the shower room, whatever it is, and then you get dressed in that room. You don't
in
just,
the bathroom?
Yeah. Instead of dripping water all over the place.
I don't drip water all over the place. I have
100%
towel,
bet you do.
Then I come out and then I dry myself and then I have to walk around to see what I'm going to put on me. So you're walking around naked and I'm just... I don't know. I wouldn't like to see other people walking around
Sorry,
naked.
Hang on a second. There's an order that we do things in life, Una, just to make your life easier. So you've made the decision. Do you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to have a shower. And do you know what? Before I have my shower, I'm going to get my clothes and I'm going to put on me ready after my shower. And then you bring said clothes into the bathroom, or maybe just your socks and jocks and T-shirt, whatever you're wearing, the basics. So you're not then just coming out and then, hello, look at me, woo. All right. So when you get out of the shower, you dry yourself off and then you get dressed or semi-dressed and then you can go and put the rest of your clothes on. Who just walks out?
But then there's absolutely no nakedness. Then there's absolutely no nakedness. There needs to be a little bit of nakedness.
You just said that you don't like the nakedness.
I just don't like walking around the house naked. Like, why? Una, what are you doing walking around the house naked? Well, put some clothes on, love.
I've just solved your problem for you. Arrange yourself a little bit. You can't be organised.
No, I can't. I can't be organised. Not the way I live my life.
It's like, get out of the shower, then I'm going to stand here naked for the next 20 minutes going, why have I got nothing to wear?
No, I need to. I'd love to talk to a member of the nudist community and just to find out, like, you know.
Okay, so if you're a nudist or a naturist...
Or a naturist, yeah. Let us know.
Una wants to hear from you. You can play Rhymers if you like. 087-1102-107. Yeah. Words that rhyme with nude.
Rude.
Dude.
Sued.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot, come on.
You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Come on, Tanya. Think on the spot.
You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Tanya's in awfully, but not singing along to a rhyme it song. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks very much. Is it true that your children have forced you to play this game?
That is very true, yes.
Good.
Legends.
Who are your children? What do they do with their lives?
So I've Peyton, Ellen and Aurora, so they're both in school.
They're pretty nice names.
They are stunning names.
Yeah.
Peyton, Ellen and Aurora.
Yes.
Wasn't Aurora the name of Sleeping Beauty?
It is indeed, and some Aurora Borealis as well.
Some Aurora Borealis?
Yes.
The
lights.
The Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Did you see the Northern Lights when they were flashing above the country here there recently?
Nope.
Well, not this time, but the last time they were just over the house.
They were, cool. Una didn't see them.
No, I was asleep.
Yeah. Even though they happened at the evening time.
Listen.
Someone had to go outside and look out the window.
I'd love to go to Iceland to see them, because it's very hard to see them without using the camera here. But when you see them with the naked eye in Iceland, it'd be cool.
You should go.
All right.
Okay, Tanya, are you ready to try and ruin the contents of my drawers? Are your girls there beside you?
They are here, yes,
all
they're
right.
Listening.
All right, okay. So you got to help Mom out. So the word you've got to rhyme with is?
Lick. L-I-C-K.
So every answer has to rhyme with lick. You got 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I think so.
Go for it.
I need time off work because I'm what?
Sick.
A magician would do one of these on you.
Trick.
If something is dense in consistency, it's what? Cooper is also a bit.
Pick.
Sometimes I do the supermarket shop online and do what and collect?
Click.
Something you can throw for a dog to fetch.
Stick.
A rom-com is also known as a chick what?
Flick.
A baby bird is called a?
Chick.
Another word for when you steal something.
Time is up. Everybody needs to calm the hell down. How do you reckon you got on there now, Tanya?
Okay.
Just okay. Just a 7.
Hey!
That is pretty good. You got a 7. Congratulations. You now have the highest score of the week. That means that you're in the lead to get the contents of Una's drawers.
Brilliant. Thank you.
I know. Every time we say that, people sound so disappointed.
I'll be honest with you. I'm low in purple snacks this week, but I have a couple of Kit Kats in there, so I won't leave you hanging.
Ooh, swapping it up. Okay.
I'm sure the kids will be delighted with the Kit Kats.
Yeah. Oh, no, listen, I'll try and get the purple snacks.
More of a Kit Kat person now.
There's just no longevity in a Kit Kat.
Oh,
it's just two bites and it's gone. Do you know what I mean, Tanya?
This is true.
I do.
Yeah.
Listen, I could sit here for hours talking about the benefits of different chocolate bars, but I don't have time.
No, I don't
Kit Kat is a superior bar. Tanya agrees with me. Congratulations. Hopefully we'll chat to you on Friday and Una can, resupply her stock and her drawers, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Talk to
you later.
Bye.
Are you on my Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Wednesday. That means Wind Up Wednesdays, me friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolute prankster. You wind up merchant. What's
going on? So, my friend Damo was home from Toronto recently, so I went to see him and his family in Tullamore. Mm. And while I was there, Damo and his sister Val said to me, "Una, you'd never be able to prank my dad, Vinny, would you?" And I said, "Yes, I would love to." So Vinny is his name, Vinny Ford, absolute legend, diamond. So I rang Vin up, pretending to be from the office, basically telling him that he had to cancel his holiday plans to come in and sign a form.
Hello?
Hi, Vinny.
Yes?
Hi, Vinny. It's Marie here from the office.
Hello, Marie. How are you?
I'm good. Vinny, are you sick?
Sorry?
Are you sick?
No, why?
You didn't turn up for work.
I wasn't supposed to turn up for work.
But, Vinny, we've a new policy where you have to sign a form for holidays, and we didn't get your form.
I did.
You didn't. We didn't receive it in the office.
Sorry?
We didn't receive it.
I signed it and left it with the foreman.
The foreman didn't bring it into the office, Vin. Can you call in? Can you call into the office now to sign it?
No, I'm away.
Otherwise, there'll be a lot of red tape to go through. This new system was put in place for a reason, Vin, you know?
Right.
So, will you call in?
I'm away. I can't call in.
Well, we have to talk to you about something else as well.
What's that?
Paddy's been on saying there are too many people taking a Monday off. Some of your co-workers want to go down to a 4-day week as well. So we're going to have to do alternative days, you know. We're trying to keep everyone happy. So some days you'll have to do a full week. Others you can take a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And then maybe the odd time you'll get a Monday. But I can't guarantee.
That's great news altogether.
I'm sorry now, Vin, but
I'd probably be looking for an extra day off.
An extra day?
When I go back. Go down to 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
Sure, do you want to get out of bed and come in to work at all? Paddy doesn't want any hassle.
If you would send down a few pounds, I wouldn't bother.
Send down the few pounds?
The few euro, yeah.
Listen, Paddy says he doesn't want any hassle, he just wants to get the job done.
I'll check Paddy in my own time.
Listen, he's trying to keep everyone happy, Vin, so...
I know.
You're going to
have a job, all right.
You're going...
There's a job to keep these lads I'm working with happy, all right.
Yeah, well, you have to give a little now, Vin, you know, as well as taking a lot. You think of other people for once in your life. It's not all about you, Vin.
I do think about trying to carry them for the last 4 years. I wouldn't be able to. I think I deserve an extra day off.
Swanning in on a Tuesday after a long weekend and then taking days off and not even telling anyone you're taking days off, Vin.
Isn't that a nice one? Who is this anyway?
Hi, Vinny, it's Una here.
Una? How are you getting on? How did you know about all these days?
I know, because your children told me all about it when I was in Tullamore on Sunday.
Oh, once you mentioned another bloke's name wanting to take my Monday off. That's not going to happen.
There you go now, Vin. Thinking about yourself all the time. It's all about
thinking
you.
Thinking about myself. Sure, there's no one else to do it, only myself.
And what you want. Oh, you get the nice day off, all right, the poor lad.
I get the nice one, though.
Oh, my God. Can I be his friend? He's an absolute legend.
He's so nice.
Oh, my God. Absolute legend. Yeah. He had you sus.
Oh, he did.
If you would like to get Una to wind up somebody in your life, we would love to hear from you. She's putting together goodie bags as well, aren't you?
I am.
For anybody who nominates anybody. 087-110-2107. Somebody in your family, somebody you work with, or whatever. Somebody in your life. We'd love to hear from you. 087-110-2107. Just send the word wind up and your name, and we'll get in touch, all right?
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
If you would like to get anything off your chest, is there something that you're thinking, do you know what, I need Cooper and Una to sort my life out, or maybe get some opinions and maybe another side, another opinion on something. Love to hear from you. 087-110-2107. What are we dealing with today?
Okay, this is from Sean. Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because there is this fella in work who starts leaving at about 4:15 every day despite not finishing until 5. Not physically, just mentally. The laptop gets shut down, the coat goes on, the bag gets packed. Then he spends 45 minutes standing around chatting about football while the rest of us are actually getting work done. At this point, he's basically camping beside the exit, and it's not as if he's finished work because the work just keeps on coming. How do you deal with the lazy arse the right way?
What a hero. What?
Sean, I feel your pain, my friend. I know what it's like to work with the half-day donkeys over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go on.
Control, Alt, and Depart.
Control, Alt, and Depart.
Clock out Cooper. That's what I call him.
Oh, my God.
Houdini. Blink and he's gone.
Really?
Yeah. It's the truth, though, yeah. No, it's hard. Hard when you're there. You're doing the work, you know. You're carrying the team. Bearing the load. And then you've just got these guys that come in and just, yeah. Half-assed, man. Yeah, wow. I know what it's like.
It's our tunnel.
Wow, yeah.
You know the way Una, we've to wait around for Una because she's doing work for other radio stations.
Oh!
And we've to wait for you to do your work. So
that's one day a week. That is one day a week. And I'll never hear the end of it.
No, you won't.
Yeah. So listen, I think that you should start doing the same thing. How come this... Lachico. He's able to leave 45 minutes before clocking off time.
Maybe they've got their work done.
No, because Sean says the work keeps on coming through. I don't know exactly what it is they're doing, but...
Are they working in a sorting centre? Do you know what I mean?
The work keeps on coming through.
The conveyor belt is cute. They're working in a supermarket and the people keep arriving to their till. They just keep coming through. There you are standing at the exit talking about football.
But you have to understand though, like, you know, you don't know understand it, Cooper, but I do understand it.
Oh,
what
really?
It's how difficult it is working with someone lazy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Wow. I'm only joking. I didn't specify
Something's
you.
Got confused
I didn't specify.
Very, very confused.
I didn't specify you. Didn't specify you. Oh, I'm lazy.
If anybody wants to hear the ultimate of laziness, listen to our podcast from yesterday and find out what Una did.
Okay. That's lazy, isn't it? Yeah. Like,
and this morning as well, it's like, how do you know it's raining? Where Una parks right at the door.
Because why would I want to get wet? That's just being smart. That is just being smart.
All right. What should this person do to confront this person, maybe? Talk to them about it. Share the workload or anything like that. You know, you've got to be fair. Everyone's got to do the same.
Yeah, you've got to be fair.
Yeah. All right.
Clock off, Cooper. I am joking. Wow, look at the look he's
giving.
Wow. Such a nerve there.
087-110-2107. Get it off your chest this morning. What is going on?
So Sean is annoyed because his co-worker gets up every day at 4:15 and shuts down the laptop, stops doing work, starts chatting about football. But Sean is like, all the rest of them keep on working. You know, the work hasn't just stopped. So it's just bugging him.
Just bugging them.
Yeah.
All right. What do you reckon they should do? 087-110-2107. Aoife says, just what business is it of yours? Maybe they're work done. So like, let them off. What business is it of yours? I suppose, like, why are you getting all fussed about it, is what she's saying.
But I suppose if he's carrying the load for someone and it's just, you know, it's just not fair.
I'd love to know what they do. I'd love to a bit more insight into what they do.
Like, yeah, I know.
Like, how are you carrying a load? Like, you basically get your work done, you go.
There's always work to be done, though. Cooper, I know that's your mantra in life.
It's always work to be done.
Yeah, get
always
it done and go.
No. Okay,
087-110-2107.
What are you saying? Simple, say it out loud to them. Call them out on us, the whole thing, says Colin.
Clock out, Colin, huh?
No, he's saying call them out.
I know.
Right. We want you to help somebody get something off their chest. They're having an issue with someone in work, aren't they?
So Sean is annoyed because his co-worker starts leaving every day at about 4:15, shuts the laptop down, puts the coat on, starts having the chats about football while all the rest of them are in there and they're kind of like getting on with the work and, you know, they're still ploughing on. So Sean is like, how do you deal with the lazy arse the right way? So Dave and Leash has been in touch and Dave says, simple solution, when he starts doing his goodbye routine, ask him to give you a hand with something. Do it enough times and he'll get the message.
Oh, subtle.
Yeah. You kind of feel for him though.
Which guy? The guy who wants to leave?
The guy who wants to leave if someone keeps asking him to help him and he wants to get out the door.
He might leave earlier, ain't he?
Do you know?
He might check out earlier.
Jess in Newbridge says, I reckon Sean needs to chill out, leave the lad to have a soccer chat. Sean must have nothing better to bother him if he's moaning about something so small. Jess in Newbridge. Oh! Yeah.
Bad job.
Left side. I like that. And Sean at Mayo says, Sean, if you can't beat him, join him. Sean, you start shutting down the laptop.
I should have a 3-day week while you're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you like that? Work from home. What next, huh? All right, we'd love to know what you think. 087-110-2107. Have you got somebody in work who just does that? They're basically like, they make themselves look busy and they just walk around
do
nothing. It's like, you know, that person with the sheet of paper. Guys, I need to talk to you about something here.
Yeah.
Just going into a meeting now, so just don't disturb me. I'm going to be in the
okay,
toilet.
When we come back, we're going to pivot.
Yeah. Oh, sidebar. All right, 087-110-2107. Get it off your chest. What is happening this morning, Una?
Sean is not happy about his co-worker who starts clocking off early every day. He shuts the laptop down at about 4:15, but they're actually not supposed to finish work until 5 o'clock, so it's really bugging. It's really bugging, Sean.
Proper old 9-to-5.
So Aoife has been in touch. Aoife is in Carrick and Shannon, and she said, listen, Sean, live and let live. We should all start clocking off early and be demanding a 4-day week where we get to work 3 of those days from home. Work-life balance. I admire the clocker offer. Sean, wind your neck in, love, and take a sick day. Yeah, Aoife and Carrick and Shannon.
Could you imagine, I proposed the whole working from home thing. I think it'd be really cool. And it's you that's against it. Yeah.
Wind
your neck
a bit.
Back.
Yeah. You propose that you work from home.
Yeah.
And I stay here.
Oh, no, you can work from home as well.
It won't be the same. It won't be the same. You'll be in a screen.
Yeah.
There won't be the same energy, the same vibes.
I'd be a lot happier on the radio if I didn't have to drive 1,000 kilometres a week.
No, 1,000 kilometres. Stop. Sorry. Hey, Una, I want to say to stay anonymous, but you are right about Stephen Cooper. I worked with him for years and his nickname was actually Houdini.
Is that my, when I was a magician, that was my assistant?
No, I think that this anonymous person means that, like I was saying, you disappear a lot in the workplace.
Do I now?
Yeah, sure. The lot of time is spent in the toilet.
That's my prerogative.
That's your prerogative.
Yeah, yeah.
That is.
Now, I actually have a suggestion for this person, okay? What is her name? Sean. Why doesn't Sean make up an employee awards? All right. So you come up with like most dedicated employee, best at doing overtime on your own time awards, and then make up like a really made up kind of prize, and they might stick around and actually do their job.
Yeah, I don't like that advice. I don't think it would work. I think the clocker offer would be like, you know, who cares? But I'm starting to admire the clocker offer.
Okay.
Yeah, I admire you.
I'm going to start working from home so I don't have to look at you.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
I have a funny feeling that this is going to go one way or another when it comes down to what you are trying to get us to do.
Well, okay, let's rein it back a little bit.
All right.
So it's my twins' birthday tomorrow. Okay, they're 5. They're 5 years old.
How are they 5 already?
So this time, 5 years ago, I was waiting in a hospital bed, getting sick because of the hyperemesis and fantasizing about eating cake because I also had gestational diabetes. But anyway, enough about me. That's fine.
Fantasizing about eating cake anyway.
I was fantasizing because I hadn't eaten cake in so long. So I was just oh my God, it was all about the cake. Anyway, so basically I just wanted to shoehorn that in there. So it's the twins' birthday tomorrow. That's the important part.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. So
oh, wow.
I've invited a few of their little pals over for some cake and onto a play center. But I, Cooper, have underestimated the level of actual clutter in my house. I need help.
Sorry, you've invited them to your house?
Yeah. So I need help with the panic clean so the new mums won't judge me. And I know that Donal, you love to clean. You're a clean freak.
My own house.
Yeah.
Not anyone
else.
But
you see, you will feel the need to, because once you come into my house and you see everything on the island, you're going to be like, right.
No, I don't want to enter your house because you've talked about it.
Yeah, I know. I need help with the panic clean, because it's definitely a panic clean. I don't even have 24 hours, less than 24 hours.
Sorry, hang on a second. When did you organise this? And now you're only organising a panic?
Yesterday. You know the way I like. I work best under pressure.
You can't just organise to have like a party for the kids.
It's not really a party. I wouldn't go that
far. All right, a gathering of accepting gifts from your kids, friends, not even that parents, or whatever.
Yeah.
What's the limit on the gift?
There's no gifts. There's no gifts.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about the gifts. It's about the having my house like... There's all weeds and stuff out the back that I haven't gotten around to.
Hang on a second. I know what you're up to.
What?
I know that you're crafty, right? You have all of a sudden have this party, right, that's going to happen, and you're all in a panic now.
I am in a panic.
That they're all going to be judging.
New moms are coming in and judging. They'll be like, my God, look at all the clutter.
Is there a chance that you're just doing this so that we will help clean your house, and that's the only reason you're getting it, is getting this party, is because you just want your house clean?
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
It is. So tomorrow is the 4th of June. It's the day that I birthed my twins. It is their birthday.
The day I birthed my twins.
I birthed them. The day that they were airlifted out.
It was like this. So,
no. Oh my God. Trust me, it was not. It was not that. It should be a celebration of myself as well, I suppose. For everything that new moms go through and everything, I think there should be a celebration of like, hey, it's your birthday. Yeah, guess what? I grew you. Me. In my body.
We should have a celebration that they've had to put up with they're traumatised from you.
Who? How are they traumatised from me?
What? They've seen you. they listen to you.
They've never known a tidy house, either.
They do.
They've never known a tidy house.
They love me. They... They have known a tidy house when they go to their grandmother's house.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, are you in or are you out?
When is it? Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Oh, come on.
I have to work. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Clock off, Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Out the door by 11 o'clock. 11 bells.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wish
and then he's at 10 past 10, his usual in the toilet.
Actually, I have an appointment. Houdini. I have an appointment after work today that I have to go to.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I'll just be.
I've got to get brakes in my car. Do you know what I mean? Then I have to work later on. And I can't be just doing your things because you're lazy.
I'm not lazy.
What did you nearly say to me?
I didn't say anything.
She nearly dropped an F-bomb.
I did not nearly drop
you
an F-bomb.
You nearly told me.
No.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.